You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, everyone? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, best-selling author, producer, actress, my girl Lala Anthony. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm always happy when I see you. How's everything?
Oh, likewise. Everything is great. And yourself, how's the family?
I'm good. I'm in Atlanta right now. I'm working on a new TV series out here, so I'm here. And just back and forth between Atlanta and New York, and then we're about to start filming The Chi again in Chicago for Showtime. That's the show that Lena Waithe created. So I'm like Chicago, Atlanta, New York. That's my trifecta right now.
You just all over the country. I love it. I love it. Busier than ever. I want to get into all that. But real quick, I saw on IG, it looked like you were having a good time watching the game. Were you rooting for anyone in particular yesterday?
We were rooting for Tampa Bay, so we were happy. I mean, both teams, completely talented, great players, but we were definitely rooting for Tampa Bay. I wish there was a little bit of a closer game just for the excitement, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, that was kind of
fun. We had coquito, we had drinks, we had food. My house, we had a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, mine too. That's why I'm sounding a little bit rough today. But how old's your son now, by the way?
He's 13 now, which is so crazy.
Wow, he's already a teenager, huh?
So right now, we're touring high schools for him. You know, he's a basketball player. So we're looking into high schools right now, which is actually really crazy that we're looking at. He's going to high school next year.
It really does go by like that, because I remember when he was just a little, well, like a little baby. And you
say it and you're like, okay, whatever. Then when you look up and it's like you have a 13-year-old, it's kind of crazy.
It is. Oh, my gosh. You're hopping on Cyndi Lauper's podcast. Did you know her? Are you guys buddies? How'd that come about?
First of all, I know her as an icon and a legend growing up, especially the crazy color hair and the style. Like, she was one of the originators when it came to, you know, that type of stuff.
So, of course.
She also had psoriasis, which is a condition that I suffer from. And she does this podcast, PSO in the Know. You can check it out on psointheknow.com. I was like, why not get on and just talk to people and go, hey, we're normal. There's nothing wrong with us. Like, you can live with this and still live a great life, even if you're on camera, even if you're, you know, in front of the camera. You know, there's still ways to live a productive and happy life. And her and I just jumped on and had like some great conversations. So like I said, you can go to the website and check it out. It's sponsored by Novartis. And we just had a great combo.
That's awesome that you guys talk about that and raise awareness level and make other people feel comfortable about it. Is this something you battle with like on a daily basis? Or?
I mean, it flares up. It comes and goes like in my ears or in my eyebrows and stuff like that. But you know, when you're on set and people are just like this close in your face and looking at everything, it's like, look, fine. I know how to manage it. It's good. You put makeup, you do different things. But it was more about just letting people know that you can still go on with your life. The days of like hiding at home until the flare up is gone or closing yourself in a closet, like those days are over. There's so many ways to continue life and living. And that's what we were talking about.
Awesome. Good for you. And you've also got a clothing line, because I know fashion is important to you. What's going to be the hot look for 2021? What can we look for?
Well, first of all, we haven't been anywhere for 2021 with the pandemic. It's like all the clothes are just in my closet. It's funny. You see people on Instagram go up dressing up to sit in my living room, like you pulling out your clothes just to sit in your living room. But I think that definitely, you know, the style, like right now I have these like latex leggings on, if you could see, like I'm all into like latex.
I heard them when you lifted.
Like an oversized like shirt. Like, I'm into oversized clothes right now. That's been my thing. So like layering and oversized, but still making it sexy. That's been my vibe for 2021 so far.
Okay. That's the kind of vibe that I'm rolling with too.
Make it sexy. That's my thing right now.
Okay. I want to talk about your TRL days for a minute. Was there ever a guest who had you kind of geeking out?
Will Smith always had me geeking out. And I had a moment with Tom Cruise where he had asked me to teach him how to like dance to hip hop music. And we were like on stage dancing. And then I remember the next day, it was like in the cover of all the New York newspapers that like Lala taught Tom Cruise how to dance. For me in my early 20s, that was like a major moment.
That's, you know, surreal.
The newspaper with Tom Cruise. So those are moments I remember. And Will Smith, like I said, Jay-Z, Jamie Foxx, they always came and made it so much fun. It's like, I'll never forget the TRL days. Those were some really important days in my life.
Those are some cool throwback Thursday picks right there, for sure.
I got a lot.
I bet. And can you talk a little bit about what you're doing in Atlanta?
Yeah, so 50 has a new series called BMF.
Yes.
It's based around a family, two brothers that started in Detroit and became some of the biggest guys in the industry, but also some of the biggest drug dealers as well, and just their entire life. And I can't say too much about my role, but I'm definitely in the series and I'm excited. It's perfect because 50 and I partner on a lot of projects. And obviously I was on Power for 6 seasons, which is such an incredible show. So to continue to work with him on BMF is something I'm excited about. And it shoots in Atlanta. My whole family is here. So I get like the 2-in-1 package.
Oh,
I get a job
awesome.
And I get to be where my family is. So it's been really fun.
Oh, that's great, man. That's beautiful right there. And I love Fitty. He's the best.
Yeah, he's the best. I mean, the best. So talented, so smart. And one thing I always say about him, when he says, I got you,
yeah,
he means it. If he rocks with you, he's going to go hard for you. And he's always made sure I at least, you know, was in a position to get a job or do something great with my career. And I'm forever grateful to him for
that. That's cool. Well, he surrounds himself with cool people. So that's awesome. That works out. Lala, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot with some quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Okay.
What are you watching right now on streaming? What do you suggest?
Bling Empire.
Okay. Bling Empire. What's the song you know all the words to?
It's a new song called Track Star by this new artist named Mooski that I feel like I was the first one to really start posting it. And now there's TikTok challenges and all this other stuff, but you look it up. You're going to like it.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. You're ahead of the curve on that one. Who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Nas. No matter what, it was always Nas. Since I was 16 years old, I was like, Nas.
And now, Matic. All right.
Coolest guy. It's kind of embarrassing because I've said this in interviews for years, and now when I see him, I'm like, don't worry, I'm not a stalker or anything.
Right,
like,
right. You've remained consistent though. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your go-to late night snack?
Nestle Crunch.
You were on point in all these. You know, like the old school Nestle Crunch, like the just the regular chocolate bar.
Yeah, they know how much I love. They first of all, they've given me a lifetime supply of Nestle Crunch, which is a little crazy because I can eat it all day. And they just, the other day I went home and they sent me this huge like Nestle Crunch blanket to sleep in. I'm like, oh my God.
Are you sad?
My obsession with Nestle Crunch is going a little far.
Have you tried the Nestle Crunch ice cream?
I'm Nestle Crunch everything.
Of course you have. I've recently transitioned to dark chocolate. I'm all about the dark chocolate now. I love it.
Yeah, well, I mean, dark chocolate is good too, but I'm Nestle Crunch for life.
Okay, I love it. I love the loyalty. Hey, congratulations on everything. I'm so happy to hear you're busier than ever and everything's going.
You know, we're always rocking and rolling and showing each other love when we see each other. So I just want to say thanks for always being cool and consistent. You know, I always rock with you.
I always tell everybody she's super cool and down to earth and I'm happy for her. Awesome. Well, listen to PSO In The Know on iHeartRadio and check out Lala and all her shows when she's out.
I appreciate that. And hopefully when we can link up in person, we can do something fun.
I look forward to seeing you in person. Take care.
All right. Bye, Mario.
Okay. Bye, sweetie.
On with Mario Lopez.